All right, no swearing. We're on video now. Well, we don't have a very detailed program. We're going to allow Judge Little to take a few minutes and speak. And I think I just wanted to say something along the lines of, so often in public service, the jobs are thankless. We deal with, you know, angry people. We deal with people who are confused. What are you smirking about? And but so often we're the person that helps them to navigate the bureaucracy, helps them to, you know, solve their challenges. And I think living in that space, it feels a lot more like a job at times than it does a calling. I often say that, you know, public service is 90% education. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that we get to be a part of it. And you guys are all duly elected now. We're about to be sworn in. And the judge is going to give you some good counsel, too. But I would just say, you know, give it all you got. Make the most of it. Iron County is a special place. And it has been and remains special in a large part because of folks like you. I'll turn the time over to the judge. And
all right. Thank you. And I think I'm just going to stay, remain seated. Kind of a, maybe a conversation more than anything. But I want to thank John, first of all, for inviting me again. This is something I enjoy doing. I do a lot of these. There's lots of different occupations, both federal and state, that require an oath of office. And so I do a lot of these. Interestingly, though, I'm going to just give an apology just in case, because last night I kept on having this looping dream that you folks were super popular and stuff, that we had to move this venue to like a NFL stadium.
He was genuinely worried.
And I was very unprepared. I didn't have my robe, and of course when I officiate officially, I'm supposed to have my robe. Couldn't find my robe. I didn't prepare any thoughts, and this whole stadium full to capacity was expecting me to say something super important and stuff. And you all changed your names, too, to foreign names that I could not pronounce. And this looping dream just kept on occurring over and over and over and over and over and over. So if something bad happens, I'm just going to apologize. As I mentioned, I do this a lot, and I think this situation requires some reverence and reflection. I think it's important. I think it's special. I know oftentimes, and again, people just call up and say, I need this swearing in, can you come, can you do it? And a lot of judges will just do it at the in the hallway. But I always bring people in and have a conversation with them because I want them to understand how important this is. Because it is important. So, if you will indulge me to maybe just share a few thoughts, I would appreciate it. And this is not like a regular job, and I'm not minimizing regular jobs, okay? I mean, this, your position is unique, it's important and special, and it requires you to take an oath. You're going to make a solemn promise. You're given your word, you're given your honor, your bond, your guarantee that you will do something or behave in a certain way. Much is expected of you and is required of you. One of the oldest oaths, is the Hippocratic Oath. Historically, physicians would take this oath. Okay, one of the components of that oath is to do no harm. And I think that's a great starting point. When you take this oath and in your tenure as an elected official, that may be one of your tenets, is not to do harm. Today is, of course, January 2nd, the beginning of a new year. For many of us, it's a year, again, of reflection and perspection. Many of us take the time to evaluate, to set goals, and commit to do better. I think also it's a perfect time for you as leaders, those of who are taking the oath for the first time, well, one of you, I guess, and those of you retaking the oath, and some of you who are leaders in this room, I think it's a great time to think for a moment. What do you want to accomplish this year as an elected official? What would you like to do for Iron County? And what will be your legacy? not many people think through what they want to do or be in life. For example, the research shows that most people, married couples, spend more time planning their weddings than they do their marriage. Most people, individual, will spend more time planning the details of their vacation than their lives. And there's a great quote from an author that says, unless we live by design, we live by default. When you're thinking about what you want to accomplish as a leader, or what your legacy, what you want your legacy to be, let me put into perspective of what your constituents desire. And I am one of those constituents. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is a well-known phrase from the United States Declaration of Independence. The phrase gives us three examples of the unalienable rights which the Declaration says has been given to all humans by their Creator and which governments are created to protect. Let me repeat that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are unalienable rights in which governments were created to protect. We as citizens of Iron County want peace, happiness, and health. Those phrases may have a wide meaning and application, but at the end of the day, that's what we all desire, are those things. I believe history will judge us and you as leaders, not necessarily on what you accomplish, but rather how you accomplish those things. Let me talk about the how for just a minute. I have three suggestions of attributes and or characteristic traits that will help you solidify your legacy and set you apart as an excellent leader for Iron County. The first attribute is hard work. Sounds simple, right? There is rarely a substitute for a great work ethic. You can overcome a lot of personal weaknesses, deficiencies through hard work. Several examples we know, and I'm not going to go into detail, but Michael Jordan is one. We all know Michael Jordan. As we all know, he did not make his sophomore high school basketball team. Needless to say, this was a great motivation to him. In his senior year, he became the McDonald's All-American for the country. One of the great things about him is he never stopped practicing. Even when he was elite and had several championships under his belt, there was no one that practiced more than Michael Jordan. He became one of the great ones. Jordan became so great, not because of his inherent skill, but because he understood how hard he needed to work to succeed. I don't know if you know, Tim Ferriss is another example. Tim Ferriss is an American entrepreneur and investor. He wrote several books, one of which is The 4-Hour Workweek, which has sold millions and millions of copies global-wide. He was turned down 25 times from 25 different publishers to kind of publish his book. Finally, the 26 Harvard Business Review published his book, not because it was good, they thought, because they believed that he was so tenacious that he would not stop, that if anyone would sell books, it would be him. And so, again, this is a very popular book, but the persistence, he shows and demonstrates the persistence and determination can pay off. Vincent Van Gogh, and I think we all know who Vincent Van Gogh, one of the greatest artists in history. He painted over 900 paintings, and you probably know a few of his. But during his lifetime, he only sold one painting. One painting. But he continued to do what he loved and what he believed was his calling. And so, though you might not have benefit or even knew of his fame or his good fortune in life and how good of an artist he was during his lifetime, Again, he remained committed to doing what he believed that his skill. And so those are, I think, over time, again, the commitment paid off. Van Gogh is, again, considered one of the greatest painters of all time. So hard work, I think, is one. The second attribute that I would recommend would be accountable to yourself and others. We currently live in a society that that many of us, including myself, shirk from personal responsibility. However, a sign of a great leader is the readiness to admit failure. As you know, President Carter recently passed away. I've been recently taking a deep dive in his life for the last week. And I was surprised, and frankly, it was refreshing to see how many times President Carter would, to his probably detriment, would admit publicly of his faults and failures as a president. But in contrast, how refreshing that would be when people say, you know what, I screwed up, it was my fault. And I think it really takes a great leader. Another example is General Dwight D. Eisenhower, as you know. In D-Day, he was the orchestra of that invasion. And in 1944, that happened in June 6, when the Allied invade Normandy. That night, Dwight Eisenhower was not confident that he was doing the right thing, even though he spent over a year preparing for that invasion and thought that was the only way that we were going to succeed in that war. He was not confident that it was the right thing to do. And as he finally bid a farewell to the troops, and we're talking about 160,000 American, British, and Canadian soldiers, that as he was driving back to his cottage that night, he told his driver, "I hope to God I'm right." And that night he wasn't confident that he was. They wrote a speech, okay? And in that speech, it's really interesting. This is what he wrote. He said, "Our landings in the Cherbourg Harvey, and I may pronounce those incorrectly, area, have failed to gain a satisfactory foothold, and I have withdrawn the troops." He continued, "My decision to attack at this time and place was based upon the best information available, that the troops, the air, and the Navy did all that bravery and devotion to duty could do. If any blame or fault attaches to the attempt, it is mine and mine alone." It's telling to see today, if you actually pull up his speech that he wrote in his handwriting, he kind of scribbled and made some revisions, and I think this is telling of his character. He made changes. He crossed out this particular operation and wrote, "My decision to attack," which is empathetic and personal. And he drew a line across the line, and he drew another across a line that says, "Mine alone," and emphasized it. And you see these words, that thick line on the note today in Eisenhower's library, you might feel some of the steel of a man who would so unflinchingly accept responsibility. Eisenhower didn't try to camouflage failure in phrases like, "Mistakes were made," "Our projections were not met," or "I will not say anything pending investigation." He wrote, "Any blame or fault is mine alone." Dwight Eisenhower put the note in his wallet. The invasion, of course, was successful, and although a lot of dying was ahead, his note never had to be used, but it revealed a character that was enduring. The third, and I think probably the most important attribute, is the attribute to be kind. Kindness is a noun, and this is one of my favorite definitions of kindness. It's the quality of demonstrating care, goodwill, understanding, charity, and grace in your actions and words. And one of the Greek philosophers, Aesop, said, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. As a leader, and I'm confident of this, but I think many people in high positions forget this, including in my profession. You can do hard things and still be kind. You can take difficult positions on issues, but still be kind. You can make strenuous arguments and be blunt and straightforward in your discourses, but you still can be kind. You can deal with super unlikable individuals that may not share your perspective and your values, but you still can be kind. And again, Jimmy Carter comes to mind. He was an extraordinary human being. He was a peacemaker. He was a do-gooder. He tried to change the world by doing and being good. Now, I think I've mentioned this once before. I have a lot of things in my office. This is one thing I have. It's called, and I had this made especially. And it says the law of the boomerang. This was made in Australia for me. It's the law of the boomerang. And as a judge, right, we're somewhat apolitical and we're a religious. But I think this is a universal principle. And I have a little caption here that it says, "What you throw out in life always, and always is highlighted, always comes back. So throw out good stuff." And so I want you to think about the law of the boomerang in your actions and in your daily work. But lastly, again, I think I just want to sum up this by saying, be good, do good, and inspire others to do the same. So, with that, without further ado, we're going to do the oath. We'll do them one by one. I think it's more personable. Should we just go in order? So let's do Carrie first. Well, let's go through Ken. Ken's first, right? Ken's, this is his first time. So let's do Ken. Ken. I'm going to stand there. Reach your right hand. Just repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Kenneth L. Robinson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold.
That I will uphold.
Defend.
Defend.
And obey.
And obey.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge my duties.
And I will discharge my duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
As Commissioner for the Iron County.
As Commissioner for the Iron County.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Want to sign. Right there. Congratulations, we should give him a clap, shall we not? All right, and I'll get a copy of that. Oh, there's two copies. Sign that as well.
Might not look the same.
All right, I'm going to sign them and give you a copy here. Thank you, Ken, appreciate it. All right, let's do Carrie. State your name.
Carrie Jeffries.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will obey.
That I will obey.
Support.
Support.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge my duties.
And that I will discharge my duties.
As Iron County Recorder.
As Iron County Recorder.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations. Thank you. How about a round of applause for her?
Here,
right? Yeah, that's right. Lucas. Fantastic last name. But no relation.
Favorite
elective. That's right. Favorite elective. All right.
Please raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye.
Please state your name.
Lucas Adam Little.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I'll obey.
That I'll obey.
Support.
Support.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
That I'll discharge my duties.
That I'll discharge my duties.
As the Iron County Auditor.
As the Iron County Auditor.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How about another round of applause? If I accidentally stated the wrong elected position, would that be binding?
You're the attorney. Would you defend that?
Lucas would be the treasurer for the year and
vice versa.
All right, Nicole.
Raise your right hand.
Aye, Nicole Rosenberg.
You do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will obey.
That I will obey.
Support.
Support.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
That I will discharge my duties.
That I will discharge my duties.
Of the Office of Iron County Treasurer.
The Office of Iron County Treasurer.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, yeah.
You are awesome. Lucas Lee, I better not be here.
Oh,
good. Right there. And we get our little cute card.
Yep. All right, well, thank you. I think we'll turn the time over to you, and I'll sign these then.
And I'm assuming we'll just let you take all the copies, and that way you can get the seal on them later.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna take these and put my seal on. I'm sorry. That's what I forgot to bring.
That's okay.
I apologize.
No,
I'll bring those back this afternoon.
So. Thank you, everyone, for coming. What I'd maybe like to do is...
You sign this one, too.
Oh, see.
And I'll put a seal on all these, and I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm thinking is maybe we can have everyone who's sworn in along with the judge, and we'll do a couple of pictures.
Where do you want us?
Right here, front and center. I don't know if we want to hold up the boomerang or not.
Close.
Well, I know how you like your personal space.
There you go. All right. One, two, three. Thank you.
Okay, well, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it. Thank you.